بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of the 40 Nawawi collection of hadith, and we have reached hadith 35. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحاسدوا ولا تناجشوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا ولا يبيعوا بعضكم على بيع بعض وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا. المسلم أخو المسلم، لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يكذبه ولا يحقره. التقوى ها هنا، ويشير إلى صدره ثلاث مرات، بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم. كل المسلم على المسلم حرام، دمه وماله وعرضه. On the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't envy one another. Don't envy one another. Don't inflate prices one to another. And don't hate one another. And don't turn away from one another. And don't hate one another, don't turn away from one another, and don't undercut one another. But be you, O servants of Allah, brothers. A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He neither oppresses him nor does he fail him. He neither lies to him nor does he hold him in contempt. Piety is right here, and he pointed to his breast three times. It's evil enough for a man to hold his brother Muslim in contempt. The whole of a Muslim for another Muslim is inviolable. His blood, his property, and his honor. And this is related by Muslim. The explanation of this hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, لا تحاسدوا, don't envy one another. What is envy? What is envy? Some scholars said that envy is to wish the elimination of the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal upon another person. Whether this favor is wealth or prestige or knowledge or other than that. This is one definition of envy, is to wish the elimination of the favor of Allah upon another person, whether this favor is wealth or prestige or knowledge or other than that. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, envy is disliking what Allah has bestowed upon another person, even though the one envying the other may not wish its elimination. May not wish its elimination. So the definition of Shaykh al-Islam is more precise. Is more precise. So, the mere dislike of having Allah's favor bestowed upon such and such person, then in this case, this is envy. The mere dislike. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after saying don't envy one another, he said don't inflate prices one to another. This is in reference to transactions. So someone increasing the price on a commodity, while he doesn't intend to buy it, but he intends to cause harm to the buyer, or bring benefit to the seller, or both. All of this is forbidden. All of this is forbidden. The Prophet ﷺ said, don't envy one another and don't inflate prices one to another. For example, a commodity being a commodity sent to the market. So someone bids it 400 for a price of 100. Now comes another bidder and transgresses on the first one, and he says 110. His intention is to inflict harm upon the first bidder and to increase the price on him. This is not allowable. This kind of inflation is not allowable. This is najash, forbidden. This is a form which is forbidden. It's called najash. And that's the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا تَنَاجَشُ, don't inflate prices one to the other. Also, another example, a person sees another person bidding for a commodity, and there is no enmity between him and between the bidder. However, the commodity belongs to a friend of him. So he intended, therefore, to increase the bidding in order to benefit his friend who is the seller. This is forbidden, not allowed. This is forbidden, not allowed. And a third person, intended to inflict harm upon the buyer and benefit the seller. This is also forbidden. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَلَا تَبَاغَضُوا, and don't hate one another. And the meaning is, don't take the measures which will cause enmity. And if such a thing occurs in the hearts of some against other brothers, then you should be keen to remove it from your heart. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wala tadabaru, and don't undercut one another. And meaning turning backs to each other, or also don't undercut each other in opinion. One goes this direction, the other goes the other direction. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا يَبِيعُ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَيْعِ بَعْضٍ. No, this is the meaning here. نعم. Don't cut, undercut one another. Earlier, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا تَدَابَرُ. Don't turn away from one another. Also in opinion, don't turn away from one another. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا يَبِيعُ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَيْعِ بَعْضٍ. Don't undercut each other, not in opinion. This is in trade and so forth. So correction is prompted. Like, for example, you see a man who sold another one, a commodity,
4:10. So you came to the buyer and said, I will give you the equivalent for 9. I will give you the equivalent for 9. Or I will give you better than that for 10. So this is undercutting the selling of his brother. This is forbidden. This is forbidden. Is that clear? Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا But be you, slaves of Allah, or servants of Allah, be brothers. Like brothers. And when people are as such, then they would love for each other what they love for themselves. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Muslimu Akhul Muslim. Al-Muslimu Akhul Muslim. The Muslim is the brother of the Muslim. Like his brother in terms of love, giving admonition, giving advice, giving allegiance, and so forth. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Akhul Muslim, La yadlimuhu. La yadlimuhu. He does not oppress him, do injustice to him, does not take his right by transgression, or denounce him his right, what belongs to him. Whether this is in financial transactions, or in blood, or in honor, or in anything. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا يَخْذُلْهُ وَلَا يَخْذُلْهُ وَلَا يَخْذُلْهُ He neither oppresses him, we said that, nor does he fail him. So he does not fail him, meaning he does not stand for his right during a situation where he liked for him to give him aid on that or give him help on that, for the sake of the truth being with him. Like, for example, if he sees a person, an oppressed person, subjected to an oppression by someone who speaks ill to him. So, this person who sees this situation does not defend his brother in this case, where, however, it is duty upon him to give help to his brother and stand for his right. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, also he neither lies to him nor does he hold him in contempt. Meaning he doesn't inform him of something untruthful, whether in action, whether in saying or in action. Meaning lying in action or lying by saying. Like, for example, in saying, he tells him such and such thing occurred, while in fact it didn't. While in fact it didn't occur. And lying in action, cheating him, he sells him a commodity, and he makes this commodity appear to be as if it is new, while it's not. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said also, وَلَا يَحْقِرْهُ وَلَا يَحْقِرْهُ So he does not hold him in contempt and belittle him. or thinks of himself better than him, that he is worthless. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, piety is here, is right here. And then he pointed to his breast 3 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning he said, at-taqwa, fearing Allah Azza wa Jal, is in the heart, not on the tongue, and also not on the body parts. However, the tongue and the body parts follow the heart, follow the heart. And in his pointing to the heart, this is asserting that the heart is the manager of the parts or body parts. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is even enough for a man بِحَسْبِ امْرِئٍ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ to hold his brother Muslim in contempt. Meaning sufficient as a blameworthy matter is to hold a person in contempt, your Muslim brother in contempt. Disgracing him is not something easy. It's not an easy matter. كل المسلم على المسلم حرام. كل المسلم على المسلم حرام. The whole of a Muslim for another Muslim is inviolable. دمه, his blood, his property, his honor. This is the overall meaning of the various statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith. And as to the points of benefit, there are many. And inshallah ta'ala, we will postpone them for the next class. There will be a lengthy discussion on these matters, inshallah, in the next class. But this is the overall meaning. The points of benefit will be discussed separately and thoroughly, inshallah, in the next class. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala